The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. A couple of days ago, I got a very nice text from one of the assistants of Frank LaRose, our Ohio Secretary of State, saying that Secretary of State LaRose would love to come on my program. Now, that doesn't say anything about me, but it says a great deal about our audience that the elected representatives here in Ohio want to communicate with you. It also says a lot about some of our elected representatives in that they desire to communicate with folks like radio audiences. So it is indeed a privilege and an honor to welcome to the program Frank LaRose, Ohio's Secretary of State. Secretary of State LaRose, welcome to the program.
So glad to be back on the program, and hope 2021's off to a good start for you and your listeners, Bob.
Well, it's off to a better start for me than I think America. And I want to talk about HB 473. That's the reason for the conversation. And I never do ambush interviews, but sometime I would love to have you on to talk about the integrity of our election system and so forth. And sometime I'd like for us to do that. Not today, because that's not the topic that we agreed on, but I would love to have you back to talk about that important topic of the integrity of America's elections.
Pastor, I would love to do that, and I will just say briefly, in many ways, Ohio has set a standard for the rest of the nation to follow. We do it right here in Ohio. Ohioans trust that it's an honest process, and it's the work of really tens of thousands of bipartisan elections officials around the state that make that happen, even in a really challenging year like 2020, where we had absolutely record-breaking participation. Ohioans came out in droves to vote because they know that your voice will be heard in the Buckeye State.
And probably Ohio was one of the few bellwether states. There was no controversy. There really wasn't. And that speaks very, very well of you and your office. Now, let's get to HB 473. And I am embarrassed and ashamed to admit I didn't even know this piece of legislation was moving through the Ohio legislature. I try to keep an eye on things like this because my audience would be interested. But share with us what HB 473 does that was just recently signed into law by Governor DeWine.
Well, and I want to first start by thanking Representative J. Todd Smith, who got this bill done, and the governor for signing it. House Bill 473, very simple. It protects our state motto. We know and we cherish our state motto in Ohio, with God, all things are possible. To me, it's a statement of hope. It's a statement of faith. It's a statement of belief that better days are ahead for us as a state, and that we can accomplish great things if we put our trust in the Lord. Now, one of the things that I do as the Secretary of State, of course, I'm in charge of elections and new businesses start at our office, but I'm also in charge in some ways of sort of protecting the state imagery and symbolism, the state flag and the state seal. And so when I first came into this office, I read up what does the law say about the state seal, for example. The state seal is defined, the Great Seal of the State of Ohio is defined in law. And it says specifically, it has the wheat field and the river and the mountain and the sunrise, and it talks all about it. But it also said in there, no other words may be added, nothing else may be added to the state seal effectively. And it got me thinking, I often see our state seal depicted with the state motto on the west side of the state capitol. I think we've all seen in the stonework there in front of the capitol. It says, "With God, all things are possible." Our office, when we present official state documents with the state seal, it has that scroll that says, "With God, all things are possible." And I just got to thinking, you know, if somebody wanted to cause trouble, they could say, "Well, look, the state seal, you can't use that motto with it because it's not defined in the law." And I said, "We need to fix that. We need to protect this state motto of ours that we believe in and we cherish." That state motto should be able to be used in conjunction with the state seal because it goes to the heart of who we are as Ohioans. And so we got that done, and thankfully the legislature passed it. And Pastor, you know this, your listeners know this, the state motto comes right out of Scripture. It's Matthew 19, verse 26. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, "With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." So it's a statement that means a lot to us as Ohioans. And now with this action, it is forever protected as a component of our state seal.
We're talking with Frank LaRose, Ohio's Secretary of State. And let me read a little bit of the press statement that came out of your office concerning this. Quote, "Our state motto, 'With God, all things are possible,' is a statement of faith, steadfast optimism, and hope for the future." Frank, were you reticent at all when you wrote the words, "It is a statement of faith," knowing that the detractors, the secularists, the ACLU, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, would be all over that? But you had no problem with saying, "Hey, this is a statement of faith."
Not only did I have no problem with it, but I wanted people to read it exactly as you're reading it. That's why I wrote that statement that way. And we know how important state government is and local government is. And we know that government leaders are elected to help lead our state and our community. And it's important that they wield that power in the correct way. But we know where all real power comes from. We know that all real power comes from the Almighty, and that and for us as a state to have "With God, all things are possible" as part of our, part of our state imagery is important to me. And by the way, I got to tell you, I think the people in my office probably get sick of me quoting the state motto from time to time. And I say this with a little bit of a laugh, because when they come to me and they say, "Oh, boss, this is impossible." When they come to me and say, "There's no way we can get this IT project done that quickly," or they say, "Oh, there's no way we can get this," I always ask them, "Now, you tell me this is not possible, but what's our state motto?" And then they say, "Oh, yeah, with God, all things are possible." I say, "Then let's get it done."
Well, good for you, and I'm so grateful that our governor signed this into law. Is it effective now, or will it go into effect at a later date?
Yeah, so any bill that's passed, unless it contains an emergency clause or an appropriation, a spending of dollars, it has a 90-day effective date. So from the date the governor signs it, it takes roughly 3 months to become effective. But the good news is that it will be effective here later this year. And again, what it does is it's really meant to be proactive. It's meant to be to protect our state motto. So if somebody wanted to, those folks that you mentioned that often try to get rid of public displays of faith, those folks that try to rid the public square of any statement of faith or morality, it would be a proactive effort to make sure that they're not able to tamper with our state motto, at least as it relates to being displayed as part of our state.
So do I understand it correctly that because of this law, it will be illegal to reproduce the state seal of Ohio without the state motto? It must be included. Is that correct?
No, that part is not correct. So it says it may be included as part of it because, in a lot of cases, there's already documents presented. There's the places where the state seal is already affixed to a wall. We're not looking for people to necessarily have to go out there and change the lobby of their courthouse, for example, or whatever else. But for a public official, say you're a judge that wants to display that in your courtroom. Now you're protected by the law in doing so. And so that's good news. So offices like mine that use the state seal, we can use it, and we do use it. And so now that state motto can be displayed as part of our state seal.
Good piece of legislation, and I appreciate so much your activity in supporting this and pushing it. And I know I'm speaking for all of our listeners. Thank you. And again, thank you for the integrity of Ohio's election in this incredibly contentious time. I am grateful that Ohio was not at the center of a great deal of controversy. And I'll be in contact with Maggie in your office. And as soon as we can, I'd love to have a discussion as long as we possibly can on election integrity, because I don't believe there has ever been a time in recent history that more Americans question whether our elections are fair. And it's something I think we need to discuss.
I look forward to that conversation. Pastor, I'm looking at a countdown clock in my office, and it says that early voting in our spring primary begins in 82 days. So the next election is right around the corner.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Frank LaRose, Ohio's Secretary of State, thank you for dropping by and spending time with us today. And we can be grateful for HB 473. God bless you, Frank.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
All right. Frank LaRose, Ohio's Secretary of State. We'll be back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
And I'm sorry for continuing this discussion about the impeachment of Donald Trump, but I just keep thinking of things that I haven't said. I've already said, talk about a rush to judgment. One of the most extreme things that our government can do, I mean, one of the most extreme things that our government can do is to impeach a president. That's why it has happened in a handful of cases in our entire history, and never twice for one president. Never, ever. Never when 1 week left in the term of the president. And I don't believe ever it's been done from start to finish in about 5 hours. From the beginning of the impeachment process. Now, they've been talking about it, but I mean the official impeachment process. When the resolution was put on the House of the floor, about 5 hours later, it's a done deal. How do you not call that a rush to judgment? How could any objective person, Republican, Democrat, independent, how could anybody not consider that a rush to judgment? And then 73 million Americans voted for this man just a few weeks ago. 73 million Americans voted for Donald Trump. Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, you will hear them saying, it's a time to heal. We have been divided for too long. Donald Trump has divided us. We're going to unite the country. Can somebody, anybody? I'm serious. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I would absolutely love if somebody could call me at 877-BOB-LIVE and tell me how impeaching a president that 73 million Americans voted for is going to unite us in the last week of his presidency. How in the world? You want to know what kind of a leader Joe Biden is going to be? Have you heard him say anything about this impeachment thing? Anything? Anything? He's the president-elect. If Joe Biden wanted to unite the country, he could have called a press conference and said, you know what, I disagree with Donald Trump. I'm glad I beat him. I'm glad that I am the new president of the United States. I think he was a terrible, horrible, stinky person. But you know what? It's time to unite. It's time to put the past behind us. And impeachment is going to further divide the country. Let's look to the future. Let's deal with the economy. Let's deal with COVID. Let's plan for the future. Let's lay aside the anger, the vitriol, the bitterness on both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats. It is now time to unite. And you know what? If Joe Biden had done that right now at this moment, I would be on the air saying, you know what? I didn't vote for him, never would vote for him, but I am grateful that he is at least trying to unite the country. He didn't. He was silent. Absolutely silent. So again, this whole facade, this act by the liberal left that they want to unite the country in a five-hour period with no witnesses, no proof, no evidence, just heated rhetoric on the floor of the House of Representatives. No proof, no evidence whatsoever, none. Just, we don't like him, he's a bad, nasty person, and he did bad things last week, and that was it. In about a five-hour period, the House of Representatives has chosen to impeach the man that 73 million Americans voted for. Somebody tell me how that is going to unite us. Well, Donald Trump could have united us. Yeah, he probably could have. You know what? To be really honest, I don't think Donald Trump did enough to unite us as Americans. At times, he was a divisive figure. And please, please, please understand, I voted for him, I supported him, but I'm also not a robot. Yeah, he could have done more to unite us. But I'll tell you one thing. The liberal left has done nothing to unite us. They're filled with anger, vitriol, hatred. And that was on display today in Washington. Now, here's important news. Mitch McConnell, just about 20 minutes ago, released a statement. The Senate will not conduct a trial of Donald Trump before the inauguration. There's a lot of conjecture, a lot of debate, a lot of controversy. Mitch McConnell made it absolutely clear about 20 minutes ago. The Senate of the United States will not conduct a trial in the Senate over the impeachment of Donald Trump before the inauguration. Has a president ever been impeached after? No. Can he? Jury's out on that, I guess. Crazy times, folks.